In today's episode, you'll learn how to create the perfect podcast intro. Welcome to Podcasting Q&A, where you learn the best tips and strategies to launch, grow, and monetize your podcast. When it comes to starting your show off right, you want to be sure to have an intro that hooks listeners in right from the start. The truth is, listeners are fickle. If you can't impress them within the first minute or so, they're going to go elsewhere. The beginning of your show is something you really want to pay attention to. Here's how to create the perfect podcast intro. First, you want to understand what makes a great podcast intro. Understanding its purpose is going to then help you craft one that's the right fit for your show. The purpose of a podcast intro is to show listeners who you are, what the show is, what the episode is about, and what they're going to learn after they listen to the show. Are they going to be entertained? Are they going to be informed? Or are they going to be educated about a certain topic? Also, for your existing listeners, it welcomes them back to your show and gets them excited to dive into the upcoming episode. So let's talk about the pieces of your intro. One of the most important things to remember is to keep it short. Again, listeners are fickle and you don't want to bore them or have them turn away and listen to another podcast. The truth is, there isn't a set time limit as to how long your intro should be. Keep in mind that most intros are about 60 seconds or less. Within 60 seconds, you want to be able to tell the listener who you are as the host, the show's name, what it's about, any guests that you're going to interview and their credentials, and other things they're going to find out throughout the episode that they're going to listen. The point of creating an intro that's 60 seconds or less is so that you can get to the meat of the episode sooner, because that's what the listeners want to hear. Did you get an exclusive interview by a coveted author everybody wants to interview and you're the first one to get them to talk? Or are you going to reveal some surprising insights on a topic that everybody's talking about on TikTok? Whatever it is, spell it out to the listener so that they know exactly what to expect as they continue listening to that episode. The next thing to keep in mind is to consider keeping your call to action near the middle or the end of the episode. So basically, keep it out of the intro. The reason you want to do that is having all of your call to action at the beginning of your show is going to make your intro too long and it could turn new and repeating listeners off. Putting your call to action near the middle or the end of the episode means that listeners are going to get to the good stuff first. If it's a new listener, why would they care about subscribing to your show or your email newsletter even before they've had a chance to listen to the episode? One time I went to Costco and I sampled some cheese and it was so good I felt compelled to buy it. So think of putting your call to action as the end, where the listener is getting a sampling of that show and they love it so much they're going to feel compelled to subscribe to your show or to your email newsletter. The next thing to keep in mind is to pique curiosity. What I mean by that is you want to be able to tease out some of the content from your episode where it makes the listeners want to listen more so that they can find out exactly what has happened. So some ways you can pique curiosity include teaser clips of your episodes, creating an anecdote, or asking a question at the beginning of your show. And by the end of the show, you'll have answered that question. And the last thing to keep in mind is to consider using podcast intro music. Having podcast intro music is going to set the mood or the tone for the episode, and it's going to signal to the listener that this is an introduction and they're going to get to the meat of the show. If you want some ideas on where you can get podcast intro music, check out this video here on the 7 best places to get free podcast music. Thanks for watching, and as always, keep podcasting.